Tree and the owners and are happy with the way I've played here in the past 6-7 years. It's something we can figure out this upcoming summer, and I would love to do that. I love the city of Calgary. I love playing here. I don't think I've ever not once said haven't wanted to be here. The guys in the locker room are great in there, and I've always enjoyed my time here. So if that's something that comes up this summer, it's something that I'd be very willing to do and try to get done.
Johnny Gaudreau, a few weeks ago after this Calgary Flames season came to an end, and we haven't gotten into this a ton since the season came to an end, but we did broach the subject a little bit yesterday, right near the end of our conversation about what Andrew Mangiapane's next contract might look like. Welcome back to the Big Show. My name is Pat Steinberg. He's Will Nault. He's Logan Gordon. I would say this before we get into the conversation about whether or not the Flames should resign, should trade, what the future holds for Calgary and Johnny Gaudreau. I definitely do take him at his word that he would like to stay here, and I know there's been lots of back and forth from some who say he is at face value or he shouldn't be at face value, but the fact of the matter is somebody can want to stay, but there has to be a deal on the table. There has to be something that both sides can agree to. There has to be a contract. So I don't believe that Johnny Gaudreau just wants to go play somewhere else, and the only thing that matters is him going to play somewhere, and he just wants to get to UFA to be able to accomplish that. But you still need to agree to a deal, and it still has to make sense for both sides. Johnny has 1 year left on his deal, Will, which means his new deal would kick in for him at the age of 29 years old. And your point yesterday is that there's kind of a soft deadline hanging over this whole thing, a few weeks away from what might be a deadline that the Flames would want to have in mind as to making a decision on where things go with Gaudreau.
Well, there's no question. I don't think it's a soft deadline. I think it's maybe hard deadlines a little harsh, because I think there is a world where you can go into next season or even go into where the trade clause kicks in, and you can still make a deal. It just completely limits you as an organization. And we've seen before, Pat, that whether it be Iginla or even other guys with no movement clauses in the past, not even necessarily Calgary. Ryan Kesler, for example, with Vancouver, I think that you can get into a situation where, the player has all the cards and can really handcuff you as an organization, because not only do you only have limited options to send him, but the rest of the league knows that, and they hold you kind of hostage a little bit. So I just suggested that, if you have an indication that, things aren't all that close on an extension and you're really getting the feel from the Gaudreau camp, they want to test free agency. Well, I think as an organization, you have to really look at it and say, what do we seriously, objectively handicap our chances of signing this player beyond this season? I think that's the real honest conversation you have to have. And if you feel it's going to be less than 50% or less than 40%, I think you seriously have to look at dealing the player, because, again, your options become significantly limited once you get past July 28th. When you've only got five teams to trade to, that's essentially a no-movement clause, Pat. So I think that is absolutely something this team needs to look at, and that's why I said yesterday, if I'm the Flames and Brad Treliving, that's probably, if not number one, number two on my to-do or my priority list this summer.
And Logs, it was something the same thing or a similar thing that Francis brought to the table last Friday, is that whole idea of, okay, you need to have some sort of indication as to where things are going and what direction this thing is heading before you get to that two-week mark before you're at July 28th. So you're kind of looking at right now, it's 6 weeks from tomorrow is when we hit July 28th. So that gives you a little bit of time to sit down with the player and his agent, figure out where this conversation is going to go. And I think that's important. I think you at the very least need to have some sort of indication one way or the other which way he's going, so that if you are going to make a deal, you can at least be prepared to be dealing with a five-team no-trade list or the 26 team no trade list, or you can be ready to have a good idea as to what this contract is going to look like. I do think that's an important deadline when it comes to making your future decision with Gaudreau.
Well, and when we talk about this team, and we've talked about them since the season ended, and even Brad Treliving said as much, and he's talked about change and, you know, asset management, all that sort of stuff, is all these things that we bring up. We've had the conversation about someone like Sean Monahan, and maybe the change is Johnny Gaudreau. Maybe that's, if you don't see a horizon where you think the number's going to work, or you have a feeling that you might lose him for nothing in free agency, I think that change could still be Johnny Gaudreau, because I think he's one of the few assets that you have on this team that probably still holds high value outside of Calgary, right? We talk about Sean Monahan and how his value's probably never been lower when it comes to the trade market. I'm not sure the same thing applies for Johnny Gaudreau. So when you want to factor in the fact that this team has talked about change and we all feel that they need to go around that route, that's, you know, Gaudreau would be change. Trading Johnny Gaudreau for something would be change, and he's one of the few things that might be able to get you assets now that you can actually use and put out on the ice next season. So all of those things can factor into this. And just because Johnny says he wants to be here, you're right, doesn't mean that that at the end of the day makes sense for Brad Treliving or makes sense for the Calgary Flames.
I do think that he does. I think he would absolutely be open to signing a new contract extension, but I also think that it would have
it has to make
fair.
Sense. Yeah,
it has to make fair or make sense and be fair for his side as well. And you know, that's what I'm really curious about. What would be a reasonable spot to find middle ground on? I don't think Will with this year's the flat cap situation that we are talking about for the next 3-4 years. We're not talking about Johnny getting the same type of money that he would have probably gotten had he hit unrestricted free agency under normal economic circumstances. So you're probably talking about a raise, but I don't know if you're talking about him going from $6.75 to $10 million on the open market. So we talked a little bit yesterday about what would be a reasonable ballpark, and you were most comfortable with a 4-year deal, ideally, if you were the team, correct? That's kind of what would be the most comfortable for you?
Yeah, because again, he's going to be 29 when that starts, and I think we've seen across the league, and it's not just Gaudreau-based. It's just, you look back in history, even over the last decade, the game has changed a little bit. If this is 20 years ago, well, you're paying that guy till he's 40 because he's just about to hit his prime years. But I think we've seen across the league now that once you get over the age of 30, it's pretty safe to assume. There's obviously certain cases where that hasn't been true, but I would say in 90% of cases that we're seeing that players past the age of 30, you're getting significantly worse in terms of your offensive production and offensive output per year. Now, Gaudreau is not a player who's had a lot of hard miles. He's not a guy who's 6'5" and 250. So I do think that maybe there's some give and take there. And we've seen guys with similar stature, you know, Patrick Kane comes to mind. You turn past 30 and your production hasn't slowed down at all. So I do think you've got to look at that a little bit. But yeah, term on the second deal, there's no question, whether it's Gaudreau or anybody else. I think you ask any GM across the league objectively, term is what kills you. And that's what I would try to avoid in a Johnny Gaudreau situation, especially because, as you say, he's going to get a raise. How much is that raise? Well, I don't know if we know that. And I think you just got to be really cautious about term, especially for players who are around that 29, 30 years of age.
It's a really interesting one with Gaudreau, guys, because I understand why there would be some who would say, well, look, I mean, he's not a guy that gets it done in the playoffs. He's not a guy that, you know, is the type of guy that can drive a line, drive a team, and be one of those guys that, you know, questions asked, build a team around. And I understand that. But at the same time, I also understand that without Gaudreau, I don't know where this team's offense is going. This is still a very high-end offensive player, and if you could get something that would be reasonable yet fair, I think a conversation needs to be had about re-signing him. I really do, because so right now he's at $6.75 million, and that was on a six-year deal. Probably when it's all said and done, Flames got pretty good value on it, and the player ends up making $40 million, so he's done all right, too. I don't think that Gaudreau stays for 4 years. As much as I think term is the thing, logo, that can kill a team, I don't know if you can get Gaudreau for 4 years and have him agree to that on an extension. So if you can find somewhere in the middle between what would probably be most ideal for the team, which, yeah, would be probably a four-year deal, and the other side of it would be the max that he could get an unrestricted free agency, and that's a seven-year deal. If you could find some sort of happy medium at around 6 years, which would carry him to the age of 35, and you're only adding a million or two to the salary, I don't know if that's realistic, but if you could do that on the Flames side, I think I'd be interested in that. I'd take my risk of a 34, 35-year-old Johnny Gaudreau if you're only adding, say, 1.5 to the cap, and now all of a sudden he's going from 6.75 to 8.25. That's something that I think would be fair to entertain if I were the team, and I don't think it's something that the player and the player's camp would just throw out of hand.
No, I think that there's a conversation that you always want to maximize your earning potential and how long you can lock yourself into, because let's be honest, the NHL is one of the few leagues around here where, look, even if your production does fall off or you're going to drop off, you're still getting paid. Like, that money, you still get owed that money. So you always want to find the way to maximize that. In any earning potential or any contract negotiation, I think the hard part about the Gaudreau thing is because I don't know that any of us really know what direction this team is even looking at next year or going forward to determine or not that what 6 years looks like from now for this team. You know, if it's another bad year, what does even next year look like for them? I think that's the most difficult part in all of this, is committing to somebody that, as of right now, is a good asset. And you're right, Pat. He can't just be replaced offensively. This team struggles to score goals as it is and put up points. That's just not something that comes around. But at the same time, I just don't know that this team is in a position to be going super long-term with anybody at that age, because, frankly, their future is pretty muddy right now for me.
Will, on the text line, somebody suggests 6 years, $50 million. That'd be 8.33 on the average annual value. If that were something that the Gaudreau camp, and look, we never know what a player's side is going to be interested in. I don't think I don't think that's something that they'd laugh at. I don't think that's something that they would say, no, thank you. That's clearly an insult. We're going to unrestricted free agency. So if they were okay with that, assuming that they would be okay with that, 6 years, $50 million. Is that something that you would consider if you were the Flames? Because it would be for me.
Again, I'm going to be on an island on this, I think, and there's going to be someone on the text line that strongly disagree, and that's okay. I would not be signing Johnny Gaudreau to an extension. I wouldn't, especially over $8 million a year. I think he's a heck of a player. I think we saw even the second half of the year that there is a potential for him to have, produce offensively, under the leadership of Daryl Sutter. But I just look at it, and I've said this before, I don't think he's ever going to touch 90, 95 points again. I think we've seen his best offensive years. Do I think he's got a chance to be an 80, 82, 85 point player again? Yeah, maybe a one-off for sure. But I don't see him as a consistent 80 point guy into his 30s. And as a result, I'd just be very cautious, especially when you're up over $8 million. And here's the other thing too. You've got another winger who's due a $9 million qualifying offer. And last time I checked, center is the most important position on the ice outside of goaltender. And I'm not making the two highest paid guys in the team as wingers. So I certainly would be thinking long and hard about it. I'd probably be walking away. And just to play devil's advocate, to push back, Pat, if I'm Johnny Gaudreau, and again, maybe he thinks differently, but I've said this before, and this is just, you know, obviously me and my bias, but I don't think this Flames team is any bit of close of competing for a Stanley Cup. And if I'm Johnny Gaudreau, as much as I love Calgary and certainly give the lip service publicly, which I'm not calling him a liar, because I do think, as I said yesterday, anytime a player talks about a coach or an organization or a team giving them a chance at the NHL level and giving them as much leash as the Flames have given Gaudreau, he's going to forever be grateful. And I do believe he loves Calgary and the Flames. But I just think this team has a lot of holes, and we've said this before. I think Johnny Gaudreau is going to be most effective on a team as a number two offensive scoring threat, not the guy. And I think if he re-signs for 6 years, not only is he the guy here, but I just don't see this team remaining competitive when you've got over $17 million tied up in two wingers. I can't see it.
So would you do, so Will's a no. I'm six times or 50 million over six, somewhere in that range. That's something that would interest me from a Flame standpoint. Logo, what about you?
Oh, I think on the surface, I'd probably say yes. I think that's, you're 2 years short on having to go a max term, and it's not the raise I think that he would normally be getting, thanks to the flat cap and a couple of other circumstances. So I'd probably be a yes on that.
But if you are, so let's say that
just because they have, and really because they need the offense,
right. So let's say that doesn't get it done, or for you, Will, that's not something that you're interested in doing. So then what does a Johnny Gaudreau trade look like? If it's not, so and that would be, if we're going on that timeline, and if we're assuming that July 28th deadline is as important as it is, and I'm with you, I think it's an important deadline. What does a trade look like between now and July 28th that sends Johnny Gaudreau elsewhere if they're not going to be able to re-sign him, or if they don't feel like that is the best thing to do going forward? Like, what type of trade would you be interested in them making? What would be best for them? Is it a trade that brings back somebody on the same level? Is it a package deal? Is it a prospects deal? A futures deal? What are you most interested in there?
Well, I think everyone knows where I view this team as. I'd be going for futures all day long. Now, I think if this team trades him, they're looking for the opposite. I think they're looking for impact players right now that can play in this league. But I'd be looking futures all day long.
Folks?
I think you're probably talking to another team about trading player for player. Somebody else around that same, I don't know, but scoring impact, but somebody that's a top six player coming back?
I would be, for me, I would be very much in the middle. I would look for, if you were making a move, I'd look for a guy that's an NHLer that hasn't maybe hit his ceiling, and see if you could bring back that type of player as the primary NHL piece. And then also be looking at a first round pick and maybe a prospect. I don't think there's going to be a lot of teams that are going to trade somebody at the same level as Gaudreau player for player. I just don't know. A team that's going to be acquiring Gaudreau at this point probably isn't looking to part with that type of guy. So knowing that, I don't think the team is just going to completely blow it up and not bring anybody back on the roster, period. I think that's probably what you're looking at. And this is not the deal that I would make, but one that has been thrown out there before that is kind of the same realm that I would make, not necessarily this team or this player, but I've seen the Jake DeBrusque pick prospect for Johnny Gaudreau thing thrown out there. If you feel like you have to trade him, something like that would be the type of deal that I would be making if I'm the Flames, because it gets you somebody that can step into the lineup right away, not have the same impact, but have still a decently high ceiling to get to, and then you're also getting a pick and a prospect. If you could get that for Johnny Gaudreau, then that's probably your best case scenario, especially knowing where the team is right now and what the team is probably going to be trying to do this offseason. I don't know. It's going to be interesting, Will, because I honestly don't know if they've started talking. I don't know if they've had conversations. I don't know if they're going to have conversations between now and July 28th, but I'm with you. I do think that deadline where all of a sudden he's got a no trade clause that enters into the conversation, I think it becomes very relevant. And it provides a nice little countdown for us to see which way they're going to go. I honestly don't have a good feel. Just to put it out there,
yeah. You're going to pay Johnny Gaudreau more money than Leon Draisaitl. That's what we want to do.
All the power to you. I don't think I ever said pay him more than Leon.
Well, 6 years, $50 million is more than Leon Draisaitl, is it not?
Draisaitl's at $8.5 million. Leon was 8 times 68.
I have no interest in paying him over $8 million a year. None.
Well, if you could get him for less than $8 million a year, I'd be all over that. I'm just saying, and I don't know. Like, I honestly. The economic climate of the NHL is a mystery right now.
For sure.
I don't know what guys are going to get. But
hey, we've only seen, I believe the number was thrown out there today. I believe we've only seen 4 contracts with term signed since the pandemic began. Like, if you remember last year, a lot of free agent contracts were 1-year deals, right? So yeah, it's really hard to tell. And I think last year you saw guys taking 1-year deals because they were hoping for a rebound and a chance to get that multi-year deal next year. Like, it might be different this season when, you know, there's a pretty good understanding across the league that, you know, this is going to be a flat cap situation for quite some time. So it might be different this offseason. But yeah, we saw a lot of 1-year deals, and there's a lot of people right now trying to forecast what that looks like. And it's completely changed the value, and it's made comparables almost impossible at this point.
Man, if you could get him like 6 years times 7.5, then yeah, absolutely sign me up on that front. Read you a few texts before we hit the break. This from John. Chucky's up for $9 million a year. I'm not okay with 2 wingers being the highest paid players. Spend limited dollars on center and defense. That comes from John. You're not going to give Gaudreau Draisaitl money. Well, remember, and the only thing I would say to that is that Draisaitl signed a number of years ago. Even though we're living in a flat cap, the cap situation is better now, and there's more money on the cap now than when Draisaitl signed his deal. So that does have to be taken into account. This one's just for Will. Trade Johnny and Gio to Colorado for McKinnon. Would you do that one?
Do it, yeah, right now. Do it.
Wow.
I can't believe the Denver.
In the playoffs right now.
No. As soon as the Avalanche are out, I think he could make that call for sure.
I'm with you, Will. Get something for him now. He's not going to get any better. Has no heart like a Gallagher for a little guy. This sign, Johnny, you will not be replacing his points this offseason or in a trade. Flames will lose that trade. Mike writes, I think Johnny Gaudreau is one of the elite offensive game breakers in this league. I'm okay paying him a premium because his hockey IQ is his greatest gift, and that should serve him well into his 30s. So that's just a few of the texts at 960-960. It honestly is a pretty polarizing one these days. I don't think it has anything to do with what people think of Gaudreau the player, but it's more about, okay, is this a guy that you want to commit to for the next 6-7 years, or is this a guy that you'd like to maximize right now? And as we talked about, July 28th is when that no trade clause kicks in. It's also the first day that he's eligible for a contract extension. He's